Next Level Pet people will do anything for their dogs. That means treating them with next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Parental Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in a tasty beef flavored chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Some say Odoo business management software is like fertilizer because of the way it promotes growth. Some say Odoo is like a magic beanstalk, scaling with you while being magically affordable. And some say Odoo's programs for manufacturing, accounting, and more are like building blocks for creating a custom software suite. But I say Odoo is all of it. Fertilizer magic beanstalk building blocks for business. Yeah, Odoo. Exactly what every business needs. Sign up at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, has Micheál Martin drawn a line on the right to vote in presidential elections being extended to citizens, to Irish citizens in north of the border? He says that it would require a referendum for this to happen. We're joined by Conor Murphy, Sinn Féin senator. Conor, what did you make of the Taoiseach's comments?
Well, I think it continues this sense of frustration and disappointment that is felt on the north side of the border. This was agreed by a very significant majority at the Constitutional Convention in 2013. The government subsequent to that committed to holding a referendum and giving effect to the recommendations of the convention. That was postponed. We're now into the third government since, and it's not even on the programme for government. We're obviously facing a presidential election this October, and clearly there is not going to be sufficient work done to allow people the right to vote in the north in relation to that, and it's not even in the programme for government. So the frustration around this has increased substantially north of the border.
Do you accept it does need a constitutional referendum?
Well, that's what they committed to do following the 2013 convention. We're now almost 10 years since that. The election now is in this autumn. If that was to be done and the normal term of a president ran right through to 2032, you'd be talking nearly 20 years since the constitutional convention recommended that this be done. There was a vote in the Assembly just last week, and that was passed by a significant majority of MLAs from across parties, agreeing that they wanted to see this opportunity afforded to citizens north of the border. And that's very significant in itself. And
so it would be all citizens, not just Irish passport holders?
No, well, I think you mean in from our perspective, in the context of reunification, of course, all citizens on the island are entitled to vote, would be entitled to vote in an election. So we would not be prescriptive in relation to that.
I'm just thinking about it, Conor. Like, unionists are not going to vote in an Irish presidential election, are they?
Imagine relying on a dozen different software programs to run your business, none of which are connected.
And each one more expensive and more complicated than the last. It can be pretty stressful.
Now imagine Odoo. Odoo has all the programs you'll ever need, and they're all connected on one platform. Doesn't Odoo sound amazing? Let Odoo harmonize your business with simple, efficient software that can handle everything for a fraction of the price. Sign up today at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Next Level Pet people will do anything for their dogs. That means treating them with next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Parental Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in a tasty beef flavored chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's the case. The vote in the Assembly was beyond nationalism. It was beyond those who identify.
Sammy Wilson is not going to cast a vote in an Irish presidential election.
Well, listen, there is a minority within unionism who are opposed to the Good Friday Agreement. They're opposed to the North-South arrangements in the Good Friday Agreement. They're opposed to Irish language legislation. Those people may never be reconciled in terms of the changes that are happening across the island, and they have to be accommodated in some way. Mm. But that should not deny the majority of people.
You've skin in the game here, of course, because it would give you a huge advantage in a presidential election. You'd probably be talking 300,000, 400,000 votes for you just as a starting point from the North.
This is not about Sinn Féin, and any of our ambitions for that are not, to be quite honest with you. This is about a constitutional convention which was not made up of Sinn Féin voters, which recommended to the government back in 2013 to do this. The government accepted that they should do it. The Taoiseach in the Dáil last week accepted that it should be done. We're now into the third government, and as yet it's not on the horizon in terms of a government programme.
Nonetheless, do you not accept on a practical basis it would benefit you hugely politically?
Well, undoubtedly, the majority of people in nationalism who vote in the North vote for Sinn Féin, currently do. But to be quite honest, this goes well beyond that. And it is more than an issue of party political advantage. This is an issue of rights. It's an issue of following through in the commitments.
When you say rights, what do you say, Conor, to those people? And sorry to cut across you. What do you say to those people who, you know, the old adage from the American Revolution, no taxation without representation. They turn that around and say no representation without taxation. That it really should, elections in the Republic should be confined to those people who pay tax in the Republic?
Well, a couple of points. The President of Ireland is the President of Ireland. He's not the President of the Republic. He's the President for all the citizens who live in this island and the diaspora as well. Secondly, citizens north of the border get to vote in certain circumstances in channeled elections if they are a member of the university. National Universities of Ireland, they can vote on the panels for people who make legislation in the Dáil, who vote on legislation in the Dáil. So I don't think the argument holds. The President is the President of Ireland. The Constitutional Convention recognised the importance of that and the ability of people north of the border to be able to vote in presidential elections. You can stand for election. You can secure the presidency, as Mary McAleese did, but not she be did. Able to vote for yourself, she which did. I think is a ludicrous position.
Final question. Should it just be confined to people from the north, or should it be Irish citizens throughout the world?
Well, the convention did look at the issue of the diaspora, and I think that needs to be continued to look at. But I think certainly in the first instance, this should be people who live on the island should be entitled to vote. The President is the President of Ireland. There is a particular relationship with the diaspora, and of course the convention recommended that be looked at.
Because extended to the diaspora, I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, Jude Bellingham, the footballer who plays for Real Madrid in England, he's an Irish passport for entirely for reasons of, I don't know, in terms of being allowing him to play in Spain. You wouldn't suggest he should have a vote in a presidential election.
Well, what I'm suggesting is that the government actually follow through on the recommendations of the convention and to look at these issues. We're now into the third government since. It will be, by the time people get to vote in a presidential election, almost 20 years since the convention made its recommendations. And the government accepted those. We're not asking them to make a commitment on this. We're asking them to fulfil the commitment they've already made.
Conor Murphy, Sinn Féin Senator, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Should it be extended north of the border? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.